Thank you, Chair. Like Mexico, I think the United States can be flexible and as we've indicated a couple times in supporting the goal of preventing individuals from becoming victims. And I think there are different ways we can achieve this. Before we hear from the experts, though, I did want to flag one potential point of potential discord, which the previous draft had, I think, deftly avoided through the definition section, which is the question of whether collective international human rights exist or not. And I think that's now been thrown into high relief by the proposed alternate title. And the United States would have issues with a title in a legally binding instrument that identified international rights of communities. And again, I think if you look at the definitions, the way that they define victims as a person or group of persons, and then define abuse as an adverse human rights impact, that's it kind of, I think, is a consensus approach to this. But directly identifying rights of communities, I think, would be an issue, at least for my delegation. Thank you.